Well, we're running to the one-day internationals now. We've got three. We've got one this Friday and Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, and then back into test matches. But it allows a change of personnel and a man coming back into the international stage because of the one days is James Faulkner. He joins us now. G'day, James.
G'day, Slats. How are you?
Good to chat, mate. Well done on that 100 against New South Wales.
Cheers. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
First-class runs are always important, James. It must have been a delight. That's your second first-class 100, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a monkey to get off my back, to be honest. Probably in particular the last 10 or 15 games I've played for Tasmania when I've batted in the top six instead of 7, 8 or 9 when I first started. So, it was nice to get 100, but it was nice to save the game. But it was still a long way to go back home in Tasmania to be more competitive than what we were last week.
James, you've been watching the test matches and obviously the performances have been indifferent, but how hard is it when you know how much you love playing at the international level and you've got to wait for your format to come along?
It is a little bit frustrating. It does. It feels like forever since I played the last one day. I've missed the last series in South Africa due to injury. So, look, I'm excited to get to training firstly today and then get ready to go for the first ODI and put in a strong performance and get a win with the boys.
Mate, obviously, you say your format, this ODI, but you'd love to still, you've had that taste of test match cricket before. You'd love to be involved in future tours again, I imagine. I think the selectors have shown if you can have really good one-day form, it is a stepping stone.
Yeah, definitely. It's been the dream growing up, playing in the backyard, playing all formats, was to play test cricket. So I've had a really small taste of it, and I'd definitely like to be back out there, but it's the same with every other player. You have to stack up performances in all formats. And look, I can't control that. All I can control is getting runs and taking wickets. So I'll keep trying to put my best foot forward.
And in terms of your opposition, mate, New Zealand, they're always tough to play, particularly in the short form.
Yeah, they are a very good team. Obviously, we saw that during the last 2015 World Cup. So expecting a really close contest and hopefully some good crowds as well to start off the summer, the one-day summer. So, the first game is always crucial in every series and we need to make sure we hit the ground running here in Sydney.
James, we know you're informed with the bat. How are they coming out of the hand as far as the bowling's concerned? I mean, it was 2 for 35 and then 1 for 26 with the ball against New South Wales in that Shield game we've been chatting about. You'd be relatively happy?
Yeah, relatively happy with how I've been bowling. I've had a couple of setbacks along the way the last couple of months, but I'm bowling freely at the moment, and I'm confident that I'm in good shape to do well. I just need to practice a few little things that are a little bit different compared to 4-day cricket at training in the next couple of days, and sharpen them up and make sure I'm ready to go.
Mate, do you know much about their young quickie that's coming through? I've just lost his name for 2 seconds, but he can bowl up to 25. Clicks an hour, Lockie Ferguson. Do you know much about him?
It's funny you said that. I've actually had the man flu the last couple of days.
150.
Yeah, 150. I've seen him on, saw him on TV not long ago, but I'm actually going to study him today and have a little bit of a look at him and talk to a few of the other boys. So, I didn't train yesterday, but I'm going to train today and I'm sure we'll get a bit of info about him.
And talking of 150 clicks, I hope Cummins is going to be out there. I mean, he's such a strike force and you've got some X-factors. I mean, I think you're an X-factor player, but Maxwell back in there, Cummins back in there. If everyone's out there playing, there's some potency.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very strong list. There's no doubt about it. And they've obviously seen the form that Stark and Hazel would have been in now for the last couple of years. So, it's obviously tough for spots, and that's what makes it such a privilege to play for your country. So I'm sure whatever the 11 is, they'll do us proud and start the series off really well.
And, mate, I saw Darren Lehman, about the change of formats, James, talking about, it's white ball, red ball, pink ball, blue ball, whatever.
No, that's you, mate, the blue ball. Okay?
Okay, forget about
it's not a blue ball.
I don't know what... I forget about the blue ball, James, right? But is the modern-day player, is it just matter of fact for you guys now that it doesn't really matter what kind of ball it is or what format, you just sort of switch into it automatically, or does it take time?
Yeah, I think the pink ball's taken a little bit of time, and I think it depends a lot on the conditions that it's been used at. But we saw obviously the support from the public in Australia throughout the test matches so far, how much they've got behind it. So I'm looking forward to watching the pink ball test at the Gabba, but on all other formats, that's just a fact of life now for an international player. It's not just Australian players; it's every player around the world. You have to be able to adapt in all different conditions, and you have to be able to adapt really quickly between formats. So it keeps everyone on their toes, and it definitely improves everyone's game very, very fast.
Yeah, and the Big Bash is just around the corner, so that is a blocked competition. Yeah. Does that take much out of then getting back into Sheffield Shield cricket, James, or you guys just adjust, as you say?
Yeah, I think it does. You definitely have to make sure you're doing the numbers in the net to make sure you're ready to go in Shield cricket throughout that Big Bash period. The only real thing that I suppose a lot of players would like to be changed is that there's more one-day cricket throughout the year. And I think if you get dropped from Australia, there's nothing really to go back to. You've just got the Matador Cup, a little two-week block. So I'm not too sure whether they're going to change that or not. But look, that's out of my control. There's so much cricket, so there's every reason to get runs and get wickets in different formats. So I just try and play as much as I can and do well. It's pretty simple for myself.
And James, we've known you as the death bowler. Are you still happy enough to shove your hand up for skipper Steve Smith there and take on that role?
Mate, I'm happy to take any role with bat or ball. I'm just happy to be out there and try and contribute. It's obviously a thrill playing for your country and playing in front of a good crowd on national TV. So whatever role's thrown at me, I'll try and do as best as I can and contribute with the boys.
Good on you, James. We know you're busy this morning. We thank you for your time, mate, and we look forward to seeing you in that opening one-day international.
No worries. Cheers. Anytime, boys.
Well done. Play well. James Faulkner is immensely talented. You say finisher with the ball.
Yep.
He's been a finisher with the bat
he
as well.
He has too, mate. I know.
He can be that role in both.
That innings we were chatting about the other day at the Gabba was one of the most extraordinary things I'd ever seen.
Yeah, same here.
I just thought, what the hell's he doing? He's going to have to start hitting soon. And then, once he switched the lights on, it was unbelievable. So that's $1.40, the Aussies, the Kiwis, $3. We know about the World Cup. We know how well they performed in the World Cup. And then the absolute shellacking we gave them in the final. And we do beat them on a regular basis, but they are great rivals. $1.40 at tab.com.au, the Aussies, up against the Kiwis, $3. That'll be just after 2 o'clock on Sunday.